Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March the 3rd. The grains closed lower with May corn down 9¾ cents at 535¼. May wheat down 10¼ cents at 656. And May beans down a nickel at 1407½. Corn under the most pressure here today. Looks like yesterday was really nothing more than a turnaround Tuesday. We had the solid sell signal on Monday, followed up by higher close yesterday, followed by an even weaker close here today. I would say that the sell signal is still intact. We didn't take out any highs out here, and the market certainly looks vulnerable to me. The wheat market gave back a fair amount of what we put on yesterday. You know, did we solve the winter kill problem overnight? I don't think so. I think it's a lack of demand out there, and we still have some pretty good competition on the wheat. So, you know, we've got the production issues on winter kill on the wheat. We've got the demand issues on the wheat, which means a lack of demand. On the corn, we've got decreasing numbers in Argentina, but Brazilian crops that look, you know, fairly decent. Corn's going to go in late, be subject to some heat. But for the most part, I think we're in decent shape in Brazil. We know they planted more bean acres. The beans finished a good 12 cents off their lows. We came back as the oil rallied and closed higher on the day. But again, I think it's going to be hard without the Chinese buying for any of these markets. If the Chinese hog issue is worse than they're letting us know, which would be typical, that the African swine fever is really hitting their herds, you know, where's the demand going to come from? The Chinese will be able to hold off and buy what they need from the South Americans at cheaper prices. And would they cancel some U.S. sales that they've already bought? Yeah, they haven't been shipped, and they could cancel those. They could cancel some beans yet. Nobody really knows. So there's a lot of dynamics in this market that are moving this thing up and down on any given day. But when I get these kind of sell signals, they just can't be ignored. And what I would suggest is, I would always suggest, is buy some puts, protect the prices you've got out there. Don't let this thing go to mush on you. If you're in the mood to sell some grain here and you think you're going to have a crop, you know, go ahead and price some grain. Just don't get too aggressive with it. And look to buy back call options for anything that you sell to keep the upside open. So there are plenty of ways to take advantage of these prices that we're seeing out here, which we don't see very often. And I would certainly think that some marketing up here would be very helpful to you. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.